with all of my strength. I will seek you all of my days, and I will follow all of your way. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise.
I'll bow down.
I will bow down. Hail you. Serve you, give you everything. I will lift up my eyes to your throne, and I will trust you. I will trust you alone. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy.
Be seated or continue to stand as we worship the Lord. And just as a reminder, we do have communion in the back. Feel free anytime during a worship or after a service to draw communion.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I wanna see you. I wanna see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I wanna see you. I want to see you. To see you. Your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
To see you high.
To see you. Shining in the light of your glory. your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Jesus, holy and anointed one, Jesus, Jesus. Risen and exalted one, Jesus, your name is like honey on my lips, your spirit like water to my soul, your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you, I love you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Holy.
Holy and anointed one, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
risen.
Risen and exalted one, Jesus, your name is like honey on my lips, your spirit like water to my soul, your word is a lamp unto my feet, Jesus, I love you, I love you. Your name is like honey on my lips, your spirit like water to my soul, your word is a lamp unto my feet, Jesus, I love you. He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and he carried the cross. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, rescue for sinners, ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of. The bread, his blood, the wine, broken and poured out, all for love. The whole earth trembled, and the veil was torn. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. Name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, rescue for sinners, ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah. Blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, rescue for sinners, ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord. Messiah, Lord of all. Sing a simple song of love to my Savior, to my Jesus. I'm grateful for the things you've done, my love and Savior, my precious Jesus. My heart is glad that you call me your own. There's no place I'd rather be. In your arms, love. In your arms, love. Holding me still, holding me near. In your arms, love. Sing a simple song. Savior, to my Jesus, I'm grateful for the things you've done, my love and Savior, oh precious Jesus, my heart is glad that you call me your own, there's no place I'd rather be. In your
Yeah, good time of worship, fun time of worship. Good to have you here tonight. Hey, why don't you turn around, say hi to a couple folks. Look around, maybe move around a little bit and meet somebody new. Give them the right hand of fellowship and introduce yourself. Announcements, your opportunities, your bulletin, why don't you grab those and we'll look at some of the opportunities we have. A lot of great things are happening, and one of the things, the Berean Hour, it starts next Sunday after second service, and from 1 o'clock to about 2:30, but there are three classes. Marty Smith, he will be going through the book that made your world, Vishal Mangalwadi. I really highlighted that book a while back, and we had a bunch of copies, and they sold out, so we got more. But he's going to go through that, and it's really a powerful book that looks at how the Bible created the soul of America. And not just that, how the Bible, when it's put into different cultures, if they reject it, they find that, their culture kind of is at a low ebb. But the book is just really powerful. I would encourage everyone to at least get the book, but join Marty in that class. And that's going to start this Sunday at 1 o'clock. And then also Victory in Times of Adversity. Just as Marty will be looking at current things in the world, also Trevor will as well be looking at some of the adversaries that we have and some of the trials and the things that we go through in this life and how God will give us victory through it. So he's going to be looking at first and second passages in 1 and 2 Thessalonians. So really great when you're dealing with spiritual warfare in times of adversity. And then David Utes. David was actually telling me about his study in this. And I said, David, you've got to do a class on this in our next Berean Hour. And so he will be looking at the worldview. And everyone has an ideology about how they're going to live life. And there are a lot of different ideologies out there. He will be looking at those and see how our ideology, how a biblical ideology fits with the culture. So again, just three tremendous classes, and you can only take one, but we will have these reoccurring as well. So you can pick one tonight. They're all free, but out in the courtyard, you can sign up for whatever class you would like to attend. Also, the Family Fun Night, there is a flyer in the bulletin, and you can hand this out to family and friends, and it's our alternate Halloween celebration. And what we're asking for, I know it's a little bit early, but if you can bring candy and trinket toys and drop it off at the cafe, we give out a lot of that to the kids when they come out on October 31st. Plus, we put tracks, and we just, you know, it's a time of evangelism as well. So if you want to help out there, you can just maybe buy some treats and drop them off, and we'll have those for October 31st. Also, we have the Operation Christmas Child and Janet O'Neill. She's been heading that up for a number of years. She's been doing such a great job on that, and Janet is right here. And I have her come out, and she can share on that. Actually, the very first Bible study I ever went to was in Janet and Kevin's house. That was many years ago out in the North Shore.
Oh, just about 10, maybe. Hi, everybody. Like Bill said, I'm Janet, and I'm here to bring a reminder to you about Operation Christmas Child. And we will be using shoeboxes and filling them up with small toys, school supplies, hygiene items, and then we're using this to share the Lord's love with children around the world. And some of the children who receive these gifts may never in their life have received a gift, so it's pretty meaningful. And then after they receive their gift, they are all invited to come back for a 12-week discipleship program called The Greatest Journey. And that's a Bible study. At the end of the 12 weeks, they're invited to accept the Lord, and a lot of these kids get saved all because we spend a few dollars, a little bit of time, and pack up a shoebox for them. So in 6 weeks, we're going to begin collecting them. There'll be two different Sundays you can bring them, and starting this Sunday, we'll have empty shoeboxes available for you to pick up and use to pack your gift if you like, or you can just use the shoebox you have at home. It doesn't matter. And so start thinking, are you going to get a gift for a boy or a girl? And then there's three ages, toddlers, 8 to 10-year-olds, and teenagers. So be thinking about that.
Thank you, Jenny. Mm-hmm. And as Jake said on Sunday, if you want a double blessing, you can buy some shoes for your mate or buy your shoes for someone, and they have shoes and you have a shoebox. But we will have shoeboxes as well. Actually, my wife had one out, shoebox already out, so we're all prepared for that. Also, I know we have mentioned the Christmas party, and we showed this on Sunday. I want you to show, this goes back a couple years, but we have a lot of fun at the Christmas party. It's mainly for adults, or if you have a child 12 years and up, but we're also going to do a special thing for the kids, Christmas party for the kids as well. But this is for the adults, so let's show the video.
Jesus Christ, our Lord is born.
He is born.
young Virgin Mary gave him birth.
Now Jesus Christ, our Lord, is born. She weighed him in a manger.
Now Jesus Christ, our Lord, is born. Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, our Lord, is born.
Hallelujah.
I just wanted you to save the date for that. We'll give you more information on it. But you see some of the people, my son, those things were made up right on the spot, false advertisements. So they made it up. We do other things that are a lot of fun. But then we end up in worshiping the Lord and at the end. But you can save that time. And also, just encourage you, remember the Koinonia Cafe and the bookstore. Always good eats, and you can get a coffee. We also have Auntie Nancy's cookies that are really, really a hit, and you can pick those up there. The kids just love them, and they sell out really quickly, so you can pick that up at the cafe.